the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. Hey, we want to thank you for subscribing to the Authentic Health Coaching Show, and so we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your complimentary copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. And come join the community of like-minded people just like you who are passionate about health and nutrition and just want to take their health to the next level. And today in the show, we have an amazing guest, Abra Papa. And Abra is the founder of NutritiousAmerica.com. She's one of the top nutrition educators and health educators in the United States. And she's just an amazing, amazing person. She's actually an expert in healthy cooking and preparing healthy, fast, easy meals that are really nutritious and really nourishing. She shares some really great recipes near the end of the interview today. And she just shares some amazing tips in general about how you can just eat healthier and take your health to the next level and make those small changes that in the end make all the difference in the world in your health. So enjoy the show today, take great notes, and make it an amazing day.
All right, well, Abra, thank you so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background and why you got interested in nutrition?
Sure, I would love to. Thanks for having me on the show. In order for me to give you a good picture of how I got started here, I have to take you way back for a minute. So I grew up in the mountains of Pennsylvania with two major hippies for parents. They were awesome and crazy and definitely hippies. And I was the kid in the lunchroom that had sandwiches made with, you know, homemade sprouted grain bread and raw cheese and alfalfa sprouts, and I was drinking some kind of brewer's yeast concoction next to all the other kids that had Twinkies and Wonder Bread sandwiches. And, you know, I mention that because I think it was my first sort of introduction into how to be healthy in an unhealthy world. And I learned at a really young age how impactful good food is to your health. And I carried that with me until my own life became crazy, sort of hectic and bizarre. So I went to college actually for musical theater, and I was studying performance. And college was my first introduction into foods that weren't necessarily healthy, you know, peanut butter that didn't have to be stirred, and food that came in a can. They were all unfamiliar entities to me. So out of curiosity and, you know, just sort of because I was in the moment, a college student, I began eating those foods, and it didn't go well for me. I graduated and moved to New York City, where I reside now, and I actually started pursuing musical theater. So that meant lots of auditioning, but even more working in restaurants. So I spent about 10 years extraordinarily overworked and underfed and undernourished for many, many years. I ate when I could eat. Sometimes I was working 14-hour shifts and would maybe eat once, and my health was declining. I was feeling sicker and sicker and more lethargic, and I literally woke up one day and had that, you know, as Oprah calls it, that aha moment. I was overweight. I was extraordinarily fatigued. My entire body was in pain, and I knew something had to change. And I knew that, you know, if following my dream meant that I was going to have to give up on my health, that that wasn't going to work for me. So literally within 3 days, I enrolled in nutrition school. I went to the Institute for Integrated Nutrition in New York, and at the time it was a live program. And it was, you know, what followed was just such an interesting transition for me because I had that background in health. You know, I was brought up with such an immense understanding of food that I think, you know, not many Americans are given the gift to know what food is and how food affects your body. But then my own life sort of was turned upside down, and I let that knowledge go. And in school, I was able to, you know, dig back in and have that sort of return to self, if you will, and not only remember what we eat, how important what we eat is, but I began the investigation into how we eat and why we eat and when we eat, which was a big piece of it for me. And, you know, in that year of schooling, everything changed for me. Everything changed. I was able to dig back in and lose the weight that I needed to lose and regain my strength. And I knew as soon as I graduated that this was my path, that it was my duty, my job, my passion to be able to spread this message that, you know, health is really where it's at, and you can lead your best, healthiest, happiest life when the food in your life is sort of in order. And that's how I got started. So I started my company, NutritiousAmerica.com, with my best friend from childhood, Karen, who had actually a very similar career path to mine. She was also a performer turned nutritionist. And it just seemed like a logical step to start a business together. And that's how we began. I sort of came from health and then kind of lost my health and then came back to health. And here we are running a, you know, awesome, fun, successful company, Nutritious America.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Well, you know,
thanks.
I think there's a lot of people who now are in your situation that you were in, where they're overweight, they're tired all the time, they've got fatigue, and, you know, they don't really know how they got there and they don't know how to get better. What would you share with them?
The number one thing, I say this to clients all the time, but, you know, I think there's this stigma that everything is going to have to change immediately in order for you to get healthy, and it feels so overwhelming. The first thing I would say to everyone is start right now. At every moment, you can make a different decision. It doesn't mean that you need to put down every single thing and start working out 7 times a week. And, you know, of course, that's the big goal. But you can make a different decision immediately. If you're listening to this right now and you're eating something that's not serving you, stop eating it. It can be that simple. It can be waking up the next morning and saying, you know what, I'm going to make a different decision for breakfast today, and just start there. You know, it doesn't have to be this massive overhaul, you know, immediately, because that's what feels overwhelming and it's not sustainable. But being able to understand that today, right now, in this moment, you can make a healthier decision, and every healthy choice sort of stacks up to lead you down a better path and to start feeling better about yourself and just feeling better in general from a health perspective.
Absolutely. And I know you talked about, when we were talking earlier, you talked about how much fun it can be to make those changes and to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, tell us about that, because so many people think that, you know, making changes with your health or losing weight is a pain, it's a struggle, it's punishing yourself. So let's talk about that.
Yes, that is my big passion. My big passion is to get people to understand that eating healthy truly is not about deprivation. It's not about deprivation, and it's not about stripping your life of all of the fun and all of the enjoyment. I hear from people all the time, but I really love food. And I say to them, great, I want you to love food. I love food too. Everyone should love food. We just need to respect it more. That's all. And I think that, you know, in this health world, unfortunately, there is a stigma that it's really boring. You know, some of the sort of faces of health aren't necessarily the most exciting people. They might not have big personalities, and so you may tune it out. But the reality is that, trust me, first of all, I have a great time. I have a lot of fun, and I eat extraordinarily healthy, and I live a very healthy life, but I smile, and I laugh, and I have a great time. And I think that that is one of the strongest elements to really living a healthy, happy life, is to be able to have fun and to know that there doesn't have to be this stigma against healthy eating, that it's boring. I'm not asking people to sort of, you know, eat raw kale and chew on raw carrots all the time. Those are wonderful foods and they're part of my life, but that's not all there is. There's amazing, it's such a journey to get to understand your food and understand how you eat. And at the depth of all of that is true happiness. It's not unhappiness and deprivation. Really living this life of unhealthy food, in a sense, is the boring sort of unhealthy way to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you're so right that we need to change the way that we look at food. And you're right, food can be so much fun. And food should definitely be a source of pleasure in your life, but it shouldn't be the only role for food, like you're saying. And you know, we have to look at food as nourishing our body, replenishing our body, and healing our body, as well as being a source of fun and enjoyment.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, when food does not equal nourishment, there's a real disconnect. You know, and when you're sitting sort of mindlessly eating, not health-supportive foods, and you think that that's enjoyment, I encourage people to really look at that situation a little bit deeper. You know, one of I don't remember who said this, but one of the nutrition gurus out there said, you know, really, after the third or fourth bite, you're not tasting anything. There isn't any real enjoyment after those three or four bites. It does just become this sort of compulsion that happens. And unfortunately, the majority of the food that we are presented with in this country, they're filled with so many chemicals and pesticides and just not natural ingredients that your body almost turns into this sort of trigger response turns on. And overeating, compulsive eating, is just the natural way to eat those, non-nutrient foods. So there isn't anything enjoyable about that. It's an investigation for each person to understand that enjoyment comes from the shared experience of food and really savoring every bite and loving what you're eating, not this sort of mindless eating in front of the TV or just mindlessly eating food that's not nutrient dense that you think tastes really good, but in reality, you're just compulsively eating it because of the chemicals that are in it and the response that's happening within your system.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting when you look at how people treat food and how they act about food, and then you compare it to something like maybe how they treat their cars. You know, no one would ever put kerosene in the gas tank of their car because it's not the right fuel for your car, but they'll go to, you know, a fast food restaurant, they'll eat junk food and soda pop and all these processed foods, and they're feeding their body that junk. It's way worse for their body than kerosene would be for even your engine or your car, and yet they do it over and over again because they're unconscious about it and they're not thinking about it.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and that's really where the shift needs to begin. The shift has to begin by just that clarity, that awareness. Janine Roth says that awareness and compulsion cannot coexist, and I think that's such a brilliant statement. Because if you are keenly aware of what's going on, compulsion won't be there. If you're aware of the food that you're eating, you just can't compulsively eat it anymore. You know, I say all the time in this world, too, once you begin to ask questions, you can't stop asking them. Once you start to really understand that food, you can't stop asking questions. Well, wait, what do you mean that this is toxic? And where does this come from? And where does that come from? And when there's that awareness around that type of food, you can't just compulsively eat it, just like we're certainly aware enough not to put kerosene into our gas tanks of our car. We need to start to tap into the awareness not to put the poisonous substances into our body and think it's going to function like fuel for ourselves, for our body.
Absolutely. So how do you recommend people start on that journey of awareness? I mean, what books have you read or resources have you found that's incredibly valuable for getting on that track?
Oh, there's so many. I am an avid reader, and I think that there are so many geniuses in this world, and I highly recommend. I'll name one of my top three. I love the book Nourishing Wisdom by Mark David. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful book, and it's just such an incredible look at why we eat and how we eat. And that is one of, I think, the best tools in regards to food awareness is not just looking at the what, because the what gets overwhelming for people, and that's what starts to feel like, oh, I don't want to do this, but really looking at the how and the why, and sometimes starting there is a great way to start. You know, rather than the what, because then guess what? The what naturally sort of starts to change when you investigate the how and the why. So I love that book, Mark David, Nourishing Wisdom. I think Janine Roth is just fantastic. Women, Food, and God is an excellent book. That's where that quote, awareness and compulsion cannot coexist. Really investigating that piece of what is on your plate and how it's a reflection of how you feel about yourself, I think is amazing. And then Marianne Williamson. I mean, she's a pioneer in this field in regards to, you know, again, the how and the why. A Course in Weight Loss, one of her older books, is a fantastic resource. It's just, you know, even if you were to pick up that book and sort of every day skim through and read one or two pages and let it just resonate a little bit with you, I found it so beneficial, even in my own counseling practice, You know, I reference these books all the time because the reminders that are in there are so valuable for everyone. And listen, there's so much literature out there. There's so much information out there. This is the big conundrum, more so than there's ever been before in history. We have all the information, but there's this big disconnect, right, between knowing what to do and then doing it. There's that big space there. And what is that made up of? And so just beginning there for people, just beginning there to say, okay, well, yeah, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it, so why? Ask that question. Well, why am I not doing it? And if you can even come up with one answer, that's keying you into the awareness. That's tapping you in a little bit.
That's awesome. So how, I mean, besides asking yourself why and you know, going inward, because I think all the answers when it comes to health and making changes, they're all inside. You know, a lot of people, they're looking outside of themselves for the answers. They think, oh, Abra, you're the expert, and you're going to solve all my problems. But, you know, it all comes from inside, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You can have all this information, but you've got to make the changes on the inside.
Yes.
So how do you get in connect with that?
I do think that having support is awesome. You know, obviously it's what I do. I counsel people and, you know, they have tons of success because having that support and having that accountability and having that person to talk to about food, where else in your life can you sit down and speak to somebody for 45 minutes, for an hour about what you're eating and how you're feeling about what you're eating? You know, I do think that that's an extraordinarily powerful tool. But if that's not possible for everyone, then the next piece is a small goal. Start with, because the investigation inward is a big step, right? And you can begin the investigation in a small way. But even that feels daunting to people because when you're really, really tuned out and extraordinarily unhappy and overweight and ill, you know, sick, it's hard to start by looking inward. Even though that's the best place to go, it's sometimes hard to go there. So you can start with one small goal, literally one thing. I tell people this all the time when they start a process with me, and it's like, you know, they want that immediate result. They want, or after our first session, they want to go home and for everything to be changed. And, you know, they're not going to eat this anymore. They're not going to eat that anymore. And no more fried food. No more this. Everything's going to change as of today. It's a process, and you have to be able to understand that this will take time to change these habits. But if you start with one goal, it can be as simple as this. I promise myself to eat one serving of vegetables every day this week, and that's all I'm going to think about. I'm not going to worry about exercise. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I just promise myself I'm going to eat one serving of vegetables every day this week. And being able to accomplish one goal empowers you, and you can take the next step. And that's where we start to make strides in this journey towards health, is feeling better about ourselves, feeling empowered. And guess what? Even one serving of vegetables a day, you actually do start to feel better. You do. You start to feel better. And when you start to feel better, you want better for yourself. So that would be my biggest tip in order, you know, looking inward is amazing and getting one of these books, incredible. But it may not resonate for you. You know, it may not resonate for the person that really needs it right now. So starting with one thing that's doable, a small goal that you can absolutely achieve for 7 days, just do it. And then add a second goal the next week.
Absolutely. You know, you really can't overestimate the power of those small changes and those small steps. You know, everyone knows an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, what if that was true?
Right.
Right? I mean, would you actually do it? And the thing is that the people who make that small step, that small change, eating one more vegetable a day, eating one more apple a day, you know, it makes huge changes over time because they start to feel better, like you say, and it just snowballs in the right direction.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it doesn't feel difficult, or it shouldn't feel difficult. Maybe for some people, eating a vegetable a day does feel really difficult. So maybe for them, they should start with putting lettuce on their burger. You know, if it does feel difficult, make it a smaller goal. And then, you know, it won't feel as daunting. But I think that, you know, if there's anything that I could impart on all of the people out there in the world that are looking to begin to live healthier lives, it's that it's possible, it's absolutely possible, and your life will change because of it. And when you start to really understand that at your core, really get that in the gut of your stomach, that my life is going to be so completely different when I'm eating differently and feeling better, then things just naturally begin to change. That one small goal, like you said, snowballs into another, into another, into another, and within 6 weeks, you have six healthy habits, and you feel really good about yourself for them.
Absolutely. You know, and I think so many people have lost hope. I mean, they're so overweight, they're so out of shape, they're so feeling sick and fatigued and tired all the time, and they almost totally forget what it actually feels like to be healthy.
That's right.
They forget what that wellness is actually a natural state of your body. Your body was designed to be healthy and well, and they've been out of that state for so long, they forget what it's like. And I think that's kind of our job as educators and as coaches, is to help people step back into that feeling by making those small changes.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And the body wants to be healthy, so it will support you. That's the other element of it. Every body wants to be healthy. It wants to be in an optimal state of health. It does not want sickness and disease. That's not the goal of our systems, of our bodies. So it will support you. Even these small changes, your body will respond in kind, and you will see the difference. You will feel the difference. You know, just changing a little bit of what you eat, you will start to feel better. So it's not this sort of daunting. And listen, I've been there, literally. I'm telling you, I woke up, you know, how many years ago was this now? Six and a half years ago. I woke up one day and I got it. I totally got it. You know, I came from a state of health. I came from this incredible background, you know. My mother made her own yogurt, for Pete's sake. Like, there was nothing. We had any dairy came from the farmer down the road. Literally, we would go and get fresh, raw milk. I wasn't on an antibiotic until I was 27 years old when I had a root canal. I was so healthy. And then it just declined. And I really did. I get it. I woke up. I was fatigued. I was in pain. My body was in pain. I had zero motivation. I was overweight. My clothes weren't fitting me. Nothing that used to bring me joy was bringing me joy because I felt so awful inside and out. And it was difficult. You know, it's difficult. It is hard to find that motivation. There are days you just want to stay in bed. But those little changes, that for me, the investigation was, this life isn't working. I need a change. This isn't working for me anymore. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to change my career. I'm going to change it all, because if I'm not feeling good, then what's the point? You know, but I get it from an empathetic level. I completely and utterly understand where people are. I've been there, and it's a tough place. I don't stand on a pedestal saying, just get off your butt and do it. It's not that easy. I know it's not that easy.
Absolutely. You know, it's not easy, but when you do it, the truth of the matter is it's really simple. So it's not easy, but it's simple. And just knowing that, you know, it just takes that one thing, that one little step that makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, the people who are too afraid to make that first step, you know, they never make any changes. But the people who make that first step, you know, chances are they're going to make the next one and the next one and the next one. And that's all you have to do, is just focus on today. What can I do today? What one thing can I do today for my health?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And give yourself the ability to make a U-turn. You know, if one day it's just a tough one, it's a tough day and you're not making great choices that are serving you and serving your health, give yourself the ability to just turn it around. It's okay. One day isn't going to sabotage everything. It doesn't mean that you need to go back down the rabbit hole of unhealthy eating. You have the ability to make a different decision. You can say, you know what, today wasn't so great. Okay, I move forward. I move forward tomorrow, I'm going to make a better choice. Or right now in this moment, I'm going to put the fries down. They're not really serving me. You can make a different choice at every moment. You have the ability to make a U-turn. So although I completely agree, really at the end of the day, what's the formula? It's pretty simple. It's eat healthy foods, get your body moving, and fill your life with nourishing activities that bring you joy. So you can be happy and smile and laugh and be around people that make you feel really good. The formula is simple, and the getting there does not have to be really difficult, but you have to be present and ready for the change. You have to be present and ready and willing for the change and allow yourself the space to be able to take the journey.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about cooking and how fun that can be, because I know that's one of your passions is cooking and teaching people how to cook the healthy way. And I think that can be a really powerful way for people to make those changes. Like, I mean, if you have a dinner party, you know, 1 week and you cook a healthy meal, you know, that can be the kind of impulse that really gets you on the right path. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I would love to. Cooking is, that's definitely where it's at for me. I, you know, I grew up in the kitchen. I loved being there. We were taught how to cook from a very young age, and actually the first sort of branch of this company, Nutritious America, was a personal chef service that I ran here in New York for 3 years, and I was it. I was the personal chef. I went into people's homes, and I cooked health-supportive meals for them. I worked with people that had specific ailments, maybe, you know, celiac disease or digestive problems, or they were looking to lose weight or you know, coming off surgery and they needed specific foods. And that's what I would do. I would come in and I would cook for, you know, week after week after week, making foods that were specific to their healing process. And I just, I think that in the kitchen, that's where the rubber meets the road in regards to health. That's where you really can nourish yourself. This is the source, right? This is like the nourishment center of the home. And my big thing about cooking is that when you begin to, again, give yourself the space to understand what cooking is, it's not a scary task. It does not have to take 3 hours. And when you're smelling those smells and shopping, it's a real zen activity for me. You know, I know a lot of people aren't really into cooking, but this is, you know, this is where it's at. When you get in your kitchen and you're turning that stove on, or if you're a raw foodist, you're just sitting and chopping those vegetables, that's the beginning of you nourishing yourself. So I'm super passionate about it. I'm super passionate about teaching people how to cook, getting people to understand sort of instinctually what works. You know, you can follow recipes your entire life, and that's absolutely fine, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I think there's something really powerful about being able to just cook instinctually, open your fridge and understand, okay, I have these three items. How can I make that into a meal? And when you give yourself the time to understand what that process is like, cooking is so much easier. It's so much easier. You can open your cupboard, your refrigerator at any point and be able to whip up something, you know, fun and delicious. And delicious is key, by the way. I'm not talking about boring food. I'm talking about really delicious, flavorful food. I love it. And I encourage people, I really encourage people to give it a try. Start simple. You know, I've taught a lot of people how to cook that literally didn't know how to boil water. We're truly baffled by, you know, the idea of turning a stove on and being able to add ingredients and add flavors. And now they're cooking aficionados. They're, you know, passionate about it, loving new ingredients. Find what inspires you. What's your favorite dish in the world to eat? Well, start there. You know, if you really love the flavors of, I don't know what it could be, spaghetti and meatballs. If you really love the flavor of spaghetti and meatballs, start there. Learn how to make that dish. Learn how to make it, and don't be afraid to burn your rice. Don't be afraid. You know, mistakes happen in the kitchen. They do. I licked the knife that had hummus on it yesterday and cut my tongue. Mistakes happen, you know, but that's because I'm passionate about food. Allow yourself to make mistakes. That's how you learn. It's not the end of the world. Your first try may not be delicious, but you're going to learn something from your mistakes. Learn how to fix the mistake that you may have made.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's so true, and it's so profound. I mean, you think about it, how just the simple act of cooking can be likened to life. And you know, when you're changing your health, when you're cooking, you're going to make mistakes. You know, if you're working out in the gym and you don't know what you're doing with the weights, you might hurt yourself. You might pull a muscle or something, and that's okay. And the difference between the people who, you know, really get really healthy and just live an amazing life and those who fall back and gain the weight and feel really bad about themselves is that the ones who get healthy, they make the mistakes and they keep going. They don't beat themselves
that's
up
right.
over it. They just make
that's
the mistakes,
right.
and they're not afraid to make mistakes, and they keep going and learn from them.
That's right. And honestly, some of my best dishes have come from mistakes. They've absolutely come from me messing up a recipe and then tasting it and saying, well, what if I just added this and played with that and did that? Those are, across the board, they're my best recipes, is when I've taken a mistake and turned it into a triumph. And, you know, here's the other thing about cooking. There's a lot of help available to you now, a lot of help. There's, you know, Whole Foods has a whole section of pre-chopped vegetables. Is that the ideal? No. But you know what? If that means that you're going to go home and cook, by all means, take the help where you can get it. You know, they have little soup kits with whole real food. The carrots are chopped for you. The onions are chopped for you. There's the dry beans. All you need to do is go home and throw that in a pot and add some, you know, organic stock to it. Just beginning there, I think, is less scary than, you know, maybe tackling a hard recipe. But take the help where you can get it. If you find that, you know, you just don't have the time, and I hear that all the time, and I understand, but when I tell you I literally spend 10 minutes cooking a day, that's really what I spend, and I eat amazing home-cooked meals every single day. But when you start to, you know, if you take the help, you can understand that it doesn't always have to be this huge project. You know, you don't need 10 pots. Some recipes out there are way too complicated, way too many ingredients. You know, one-pot dishes, go and buy vegetables pre-chopped for yourself. Get, you know, a spice blend that's already put together for you, as long as there's only spices in it. Be cautious of that. But, you know, take the help. Buy pre-made organic stock. You don't have to make your own stock. I love making my own stock, but that's not going to be on everyone's agenda right now. Take the help where you can get it. Begin somewhere. Folks, you know, keeps going right back to that same philosophy of mine. Make a different decision. Begin somewhere. Start small.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you share one of your favorite quick, healthy recipes?
Sure. Oh, that's a tough one. Let me think for one second. You know what, actually, I think my favorite go-to is? You know, we all sort of have our go-tos. This is my, I have 2 seconds to think about food for the day. I know I need something nourishing. What am I going to do? I love this. I steam together an onion, a head of broccoli, and a sweet potato. I just chop them all up. I put them in my steamer, and I let it steam. When it's finished, I drizzle just a little bit of olive oil, sea salt, and black pepper. It is so satisfying. The sweetness from the onions and the sweet potatoes, and then, of course, you get all the yummy goodness from the broccoli. That's like a go-to lunch for me. Super simple, literally. I mean, you just you chop it and throw it in the steamer, and it's done. You know, it probably takes about 10 minutes. That's beyond simple. But then, you know, I love soups. I absolutely love soups because it's one pot. You can do anything you want with it, you know, any flavors you want. I love carrot ginger soup. And I love, here's a good one, carrot ginger. So you're just going to saute an onion and probably about 7 or 8 carrots chopped up in some olive oil, salt and pepper, ginger. I put about probably a tablespoon of chopped fresh ginger. Add stock to that, probably 4 cups or so, and then puree it in your blender. But I add organic canned artichoke hearts and 2 tablespoons of raw honey, and it's delicious. So carrot ginger artichoke soup, that's one of my favorites.
That sounds great.
There you go. You got two recipes out of me.
Awesome. Cool. Well, do you have any last things that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be healthy. It's a great world out there, and it's not a scary one. Get the support. You know, there's amazing resources out there. I have a food blog on my website, nutritionamerica.com, with some really great recipes. We do specials all the time, so you can give coaching a try. You can give, you know, health coaching a try. Don't be afraid of it. You can start by going to Facebook, honestly. I mean, you know, social media is great for some things now. Go to our Facebook page, Nutritious America, or on Twitter, we're Karen and Abra, and you can start to follow along what we're talking about. You know, I post recipes all the time, sort of the health goings-on, the important articles to look out for, things about food that you should maybe be aware of. Begin there. You know, it's a step in the right direction. That's that awareness piece. You can start to understand what that world of food is like and how it's possible to sort of just begin small and honestly take one step in the direction of changing your life. I just encourage everyone. I encourage everyone to just find that source that's going to give them the key to healthy, happy.
You know, I think that's a great tip about the social media. You know, when I really started studying marketing seriously, you know, I found like the top 20 marketing guys on Facebook, and I either friended them or I liked their fan page.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got all these stats on the page about marketing, cool marketing tips, marketing ideas, and it was awesome to connect with them and share ideas. And, you know, it's the same thing with health and nutrition. If you find,
yeah,
you know, 20 people you love on Facebook who are, you know, experts in health and nutrition, you know, follow them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, talk to them, ask them questions. You know, people are
right.
so willing to help you and give of their expertise. And when
right.
you surround yourself with people like that, the changes just come naturally.
That's exactly right. Ask questions. That's a great. We love answering questions. We love answering questions. Come on over. Ask us a question. Are you confused? Ask us a question. Twitter, Facebook, you're right. People love, you know, we love what we do. We're passionate about what we do. We want to share it with as many people as we can share it with. And listen, let's face it, you're going to be on Facebook anyway. You might as well, you know, you might as well get some healthy benefit out of it.
Exactly.
That's the way I see it.
Exactly. You know, there's so many experts like you, Abra, out there who are just so willing to help, like you said. And when
yeah.
you really, most people, they're afraid. They're afraid to ask a stranger for a question. But when you ask people,
right.
you'll find they're so willing to help you and give back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
I concur 100%. Ask away. I am here. Ask questions.
Well, thank you so much. I know you've given so much to us already with so much knowledge and information, education and inspiration for us. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Abra.
Thank you for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Thanks so much for subscribing to the Authentic Health Coaching Show and listening to the show today. Hope you really enjoyed it. Don't forget to come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition reports for free. And just join the community. We're on Facebook, and you can just talk with us. You can ask us any questions you have about health or nutrition, and really just get connected with us and get connected with other people just like you who are on that journey to better health. And, you know, we're all here to support each other and help each other grow and learn as we move on to this amazing journey called life. So make it an absolutely amazing day, and we'll see you on the next show.